everyone, and welcome to the final episode of the season. This is Shut Up Bentley, and I'm your host, Samantha Bentley. As always, I have Mr. Dick Avery in the room.
Season two.
Representing the Julieland.com universe, and I have my co-host for this season, the gorgeous Miss Electra Blue.
Hello, guys.
So we're going to close this season up, I think, with my favorite thing to do, which is the Twitter questions. This is where and me and Electra...
Let's give props where props are due. You invented this in the Julieland universe.
I invented this in season one, and people have been ripping it off since and not doing it properly.
It took me 5 seconds to lose my phone. All right, where is it? Oh, here is it.
Basically, what we do is we tweet and we say, what's up? You can ask us anything, and people tweet us questions that want answered. So I'm going to start this off. Great. The one at the top that I have right now is in response to what I just tweeted. DM me your mobile number. So I'm just going to start off with no. That's definitely not going to happen.
Mine is favorite potato chip, Doritos.
Oh my God. I don't really eat them, but I love what's it. Oh, do you have
sun
them
chips
here?
Too.
I guess they're kind of like Cheetos.
Cheetos, oh. Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I like Lay's, simple Lay's potatoes.
Doritos. Oh, yeah. Or like the crinkly ones.
Ruffles.
Well, no, McCoy's. Oh. I don't know if you have them here. Nope. Either. Oh, they're amazing. What is your favorite animal, if any? I love that, if any. Like, no, I hate all animals. I love horses and pugs, and I also
koala
like
bears.
Panda bears.
Pandas? I love horses.
White tigers.
Oh my God. Any kind of big cat. So cat. Like panthers. Oh my God. Sphinxes.
Tabithas.
Oh, I love sphinxes.
Oh my God. They're so awesome. So I would love cute. One.
All right. Next one.
What you got one? For me?
Oh, I don't know.
Hang on. Who were you cheering for in the Super Bowl? No one, don't give a shit, and definitely could not care less.
Ditto
Patriots, and they won.
Ditto. I'm there with you, girl.
What's the name of your podcast?
Shut
it's
up.
It's called Your Fucking Retard Turd Head.
Shut up, Bentley.
What size are your feet? I'm a UK 4, so I guess that's a 6 here.
Yours?
7.5.
Wow. So you have quite small feet.
Will
you marry me? Nope. And neither will Electra.
Wait, will you marry him?
Who? I don't know that guy, no.
I don't know. I love the way you even asked. You're like, who? Who? I'd consider
I'm sorry, it was Johnny Depp that was asking that question.
What's the biggest cock you have ever taken, darling? I love that he adds darling to the
end.
Well,
he's being polite.
Oh, I should be reading the names of the people that are asking, shouldn't I?
This oh, yeah, we should.
Jared J. Brine. What's the biggest cock you've ever taken, darling? Oh, yours, baby. Obviously. Every night. Probably.
Great answer.
Probably Danny D. or Rocco, I guess.
Electra.
Mine?
You got to answer the question, too.
I don't know. Karen Lee, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't seen think Karen or has fucked? A very big...
Fucked.
Oh, no, Scott Nails.
Okay.
I don't think Kieran Lee has a
oh, no,
dick.
Fucking what's his face? Chris Charming.
Oh. Oh, okay. I know who he is.
Huge.
In
the butt, balls deep.
Agent of Chaos has asked, what are next week's lottery numbers, bro? If I knew that kind of shit.
346?
346, 27.
Right.
8.
14.
11.
99.
How many numbers are in the lottery?
I don't know.
Okay, well, that's it. Okay, Steve Power says, alone in the room with a tea cozy, do you put it on your head or not? I mean, probably.
I'd say no. You would?
Probably, because I'm a bit of a retard.
What would you do, Electra? Would you put it on your head?
A tea cozy?
It's like a...
It's used to warm a teapot. It's like knitted. Looks like a little hat.
I'd wear it.
Okay.
Country you most want to visit by Serrano J19. I want to go to Fiji. I want to go to
Oh my
Bora
God,
Bora.
I want to go to Fiji. I want to go to Fiji.
Let's all go to Fiji.
Let's
oh my God,
go.
Let's all go to Fiji.
Bring your camera.
But you guys should also go to Norway. I want to go to Iceland and see the Northern
Lights.
Oh,
me too.
Lights.
Blue Lagoon.
Yes.
Blue Lagoon.
Where did you go last year? Norway?
Norway. I went backpacking in Norway and it's the best place I've ever been in my whole life.
Awesome.
Cindy Spiegler says, I had a question I personally feel you would find amusing, but I think after tweeting it, I'd get a call asking me to delete it.
Have you ever used a strap-on to fuck a man? If yes, did you like it?
Yes, I have, and no, I didn't.
You?
No, I haven't, and no, I won't. I've been offered money to fuck a guy in the ass, and a performer, actually.
I can only guess.
Christian Triple X?
Nope, not him.
Wow.
But I said no, because I don't like to, I don't want to take away the masculine.
Pegging, that's the thing. Like, pegging to me, like, yeah. I think a man should be in control. Manly, needs to be dominant.
Man needs to be a man.
So yeah. M-Dub says best fuck ever was the boy, my boy. He's the best sex I've ever had, hands down. 100%. Tony from Modestep.
What about professionally?
Professionally is Rocker always.
And for you professionally?
James Dean.
Oh, I haven't had the pleasure.
What? You haven't fucked him?
Not yet.
Oh my God.
Can you set
so
that up?
She's yeah, well, I'll tell him we should fuck together.
Isn't she mission your, scene.
Isn't she on your wish list? On your
yeah, but he. I booked to work with him, but I can't because I'm going home.
Pizza or sex? Just one, choose. Sex.
Sex.
Duh.
I don't eat gluten or dairy, so that kind of... can't even have pizza even if I liked it. Max Brook says, favorite scene, it would have to be Rocco's Perfect Slaves 2 with Rocco. It's the one that just won an AVN. Check
your,
it out.
And your favorite scene?
My sex scene in the movie Greed, James Dean, Seven Deadly Sins. Mm. I get gangbanged by 5 girls and then he comes in and fucks me in front of all of them. It's
oh my
so
God,
hot.
That sounds amazing. Yeah.
Who were the 5 girls? Because
I have no idea.
I love that answer more than anything.
Me too.
Oh my God.
It's like there were 5 girls there, but I don't even remember them
being
there. I only
saw James, yeah.
And it's like, and I only found out there were 5 girls there afterwards. Like, I didn't even notice.
So Dirk Diggler says, thoughts on all of the men and women satisfying themselves to you at all times. I mean, what, all every man and every woman in the entire world at any given moment is satisfying themselves to me. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So you guys right at this moment are satisfying yourselves to me.
Someone out there is jerking off somewhere, yes, to you.
But no, but he's saying all the time, every moment of every day, every single person in this world is satisfying themselves to me and you.
Yeah.
Every single human on the planet.
Helping the I'm doing world it right. One orgasm
I'm doing
at a time.
It right now while I'm cleaning my oven.
Yep, totally jerking off.
There you go.
So. Johnny D says, best personal sex experiences.
Ooh, all right.
Oh, I have 2.
Okay, go ahead. Electra, you better have some.
One was...
Best personal
sex experiences. So one was this New Year's Day. And my boy was fucking me and he had my hands pinned down above my head. And like, just when I was about to come, he stopped and he was like, I'm sorry, did you want me to continue? And I'm like, obviously, yes, please continue. So he kept going. And then when I was just about to come again, he stopped and he was like, are you okay? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And he kept doing that and he did it like 4 or 5 times until I was in tears. Begging him. Like, I was crying and I was like, please, please let me come. Please let me come. Please let me come. And he was like holding my hands down. So he was like, what do you want? Tell me what you want. And I was like, I just want to come. Oh God, I just want to come. Hot. I just want to come. I just want to come. And he wouldn't let me. And then when he finally let me, it was so intense. And like my whole body was shaking and I was like convulsing. It was insane. And I was crying like into his chest. It was like the best sex that's I've so ever hot. Had. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Tony from Modestep, you are not only a good producer, DJ, musician, you are also incredibly good with your
and
dick.
can't wait till Sunday.
Winning.
All right, go ahead, tell us yours.
I don't know, what are you talking, what was the question
the
again?
best
personal sex experience.
And you don't have to name names.
Oh, I've had a lot of them.
Too many to count.
Orgies are always fun.
Personal orgies?
Yeah, all since I was 16, 17.
Wow.
I like to construct things.
Oh my God.
That's why my friend was like,
I lost
made
my
for
virginity
this.
In a threesome. So.
I used to, I, for some reason, people get sexual around me. And
I wonder why.
It might be because you're a total babe.
Exactly. I like, interesting.
Mean, that's just a thought.
But one time I fucked a gay guy in the ass and sucked a straight guy at the same time, made them both come. So that was pretty powerful.
Oh my God, that's pretty powerful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you like to be powerful, in control?
Yeah.
Or you like to be submissive?
And I like to be a submissive little dirty whore too.
Okay.
I like just to be submissive.
I like power. I like to be powerful when I'm working Well, no, not with James. James, I let James do whatever he wants to me.
Rocco, but other than that, Rocco thinks I need to work with James.
You do.
He was like, I want to see James fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah, James is the best fuck ever.
Yeah. I have a friend who just has the craziest crush on him.
Me too. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
All we do every day is text each other back and forth. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Back and forth.
Next question.
Lars Johnson says, one thing I know you like to talk about is fashion as the stylish porn diva that you are. I don't know who he's talking about, me or you, but I'm just going to take that as a compliment to both of us.
Yeah.
It's not a question, but thanks for the statement. Somebody has said, did you know that Electra Blue is the coolest chick in porn, period? Yes, she's pretty cool. Aww.
Fuck yeah.
Butt or mouth? Mouth.
What did they say?
Butt or mouth.
Who said it?
I mean, for what? The dick it's to go question. In?
Butt or mouth? Mouth. Mouth for me.
Butt or mouth?
Oh, God, I don't know. That's a hard one. I like to be fucked in both.
No, I love face fucking.
Somebody says, contracts for pay, good or bad? I mean, that's very vague.
What about your favorite childhood TV show?
Oh, there used to be this one called Cyril Sneer. I don't know if you had it here.
No.
Yeah,
mine was... Did you guys have Zoobly Zoo?
No.
Mine was the Banana Splits.
Oh my God. We had that.
Punky Brewster, Fraggle Rock.
Punky Brewster?
Yeah, I love Punky Brewster.
That explains a lot.
I was her for Halloween once.
Beetlejuice the cartoon. Yeah, I didn't know there was one. Yeah, oh my God, it was so good.
Elephant Show? The little midget lady?
No.
With the elephant?
I grew up with like H.R.
Tom
and
Jerry.
Little lamb? Lamb chop?
Oh, yeah, I know. Lamb chop. Yeah, that was...
Yeah,
that's what it was.
So this guy just says great anal fucking with a smiley face. Okay, thanks.
Do you remember Bozo the Clown?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody's just said feet, sexy feet. Thanks for that, Jordana Fox fan. That's not a question.
No, really. Send us a question and they send you a statement.
Yeah, but not even like a good statement.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses or Pearl Jam? Obviously, again.
Oh, God. That's a really hard one. I go for Pearl Jam, I think. I love Guns N' Roses, but super grunge. The infamous Canadian says, will you two lovely ladies, spelt the wrong two as well, which is very, very offensive to me, every do a hardcore girl video on Julie Land or Evil Angel? I mean, I'd love to, but there's a lot of... probably not for Evil, just because I can't really work here. And for Julie Land, maybe, but time is of the essence. I'm going home.
Wee.
Somebody, Laura Lee says, I love you both. Thank you. Not a question, but still thank you.
Anybody else?
Someone's like, can I drink your bathwater?
If you want.
Oh.
Chris Twine says, who invented the skip? I have no idea, bro. Gazby said, did you ever get the SpongeBob Starburst combo? No, but I wish that I fucking did, because that sounds amazing.
I don't even know what that means.
SpongeBob and then Starburst is like this really amazing.
I know
sweet.
Starburst. Like the other day I tweeted, you know you really need coffee when you think this has double shot of Starburst and it's double shot Starbucks espresso.
Oh my God.
Ooh. And I was like, you know you need coffee and I don't know.
Do you remember when Starburst were called Opal Fruits?
No.
That's what they were called before. They were called Starburst.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe in England.
Who knew?
They've always been Starburst here, though.
How long have they been out here? Because they...
A long time since I was a kid.
Forever, yeah.
Really? That's weird.
Yeah.
What's the dirtiest thing you've both ever done?
The dishes?
On camera or off camera?
The laundry?
I don't even know. That's too hard.
No, come on.
I did a 13 guy blow bang.
I want to go with my gangbang for kink.
Yeah,
because if I remember right, I remember you texted me that it was like the first time you ever tapped out.
Yeah, I had to tap out. That was when I got paralyzed and I woke up and I was trying to call the police. Do you remember?
Right.
Or an ambulance, because my neck was paralyzed and I couldn't move. And I was like...
How many guys was that?
It was seven.
Yeah, I just remember her saying, it's the first thing I ever tapped out. And I was like, man, and I know her.
I know, I was stupid because they had, you know, like when you shoot for kink, they hand you a scene with everything, listen, and you tick off what you will and won't do.
Yeah.
And I just gave the form back and I was like, I'll do anything.
Yeah,
Tony Rebus, Marco Banderas, Ramon Namar, Barry Scott,
Prince
Yashua, Carla Carrera.
Wow.
And one other that I can't remember.
Here's a one. Here's a good one. Oh, I also add to the dirty shit. I did an 11 guy swallow movie.
Have you ever done a bukkake?
Nah.
Bukkake counts as how many?
God. I'd say more than four.
Bukkake facial?
Yeah.
So I told you the 13 guy blow bang was a facial. That was my first scene.
All 13 guys
on All 13 guys on my face, and I had to wipe it off and eat it.
Wow.
Because they said the cleanup girl didn't show up. There's supposed to be a girl to lick it off my face, but she didn't show up.
She was busy. She's busy that day.
AKA, I'm pretty sure it was Taryn. And my agent was in the blow bang, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a coincidence.
Yeah. You're going to live on a deserted island. What is the one movie, one book, and CD you bring with you?
Oh, shit. Edward Scissorhands. Fuck.
Wow.
I think one book. Can it be like the entire Harry Potter
collection? Probably.
Yeah, because okay, that comes in a box set.
Or I'd take The Dirt, the Motley Crue book, because I can read that a million times over. And CD, I would take Porno Graffiti by Extreme.
Okay. Wow. And you?
I would take Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. I would take, I really need a book.
I was thinking, I'm just thinking, I take a book with pictures of naked girls so I can like jerk off.
Madonna's sex book.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And said movie.
Or maybe I would take a book on how to survive on a desert island. Yeah. You know, or the Boy
Scouts. Say the DVD is Bear Grylls.
Like. Or Deserted Island for Dummies.
Castaway.
No, I take the book, like the Boy Scout manual. Teach you how to survive.
The Secret.
Yeah.
That's how I do. I do The Secret.
Yeah. I'm going to be rescued. I'm going to be rescued. I'm going to be rescued.
And the movie, I don't know.
You said your favorite movie was
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah.
So classic.
But you know, you don't get the DVD player to play it, so you just have to sit there with the movie.
Stuck there with the DVD case. That's just why Edward Scissorhands, because I can just like masturbate over Johnny Depp. What are two things that have inspired you in your careers? Money and
dick.
Yeah.
And not in that order.
Sorry. It's okay. Yeah, no, dick.
Jordan and a Fox fan, who enjoys having their feet played with more? This guy just keeps tweeting me about
feet. I hate feet.
Yeah, I hate feet as well.
You're not. Do you like it when guys like suck your toes or play with your feet at all?
No. I don't mind if he like licks the sole of my feet. It feels really good, like when I'm having sex. But generally, I fucking hate feet. Okay. David says, where are next doing appearances in the UK for fans to meet? Never, and I never have, and I never will. Soz.
I've never been to the UK, so...
Oh, you gotta go.
Pat Donato says, when are you going to do a Skype session, Miss Queen of Snapchat? So I think that's at you.
Yeah, they're wanting... I teased them. I said, who wants to do Skypes? And I didn't do any.
The infamous Canadian has asked the same question again, so fuck off.
Okay, so maybe tonight I'll do some. You won't hear this for another, I don't know how many weeks, but you're welcome.
Do you find it easier... Alvin says, do you find it easier to do something more mainstream like Game of Thrones or singing or shooting porn? I mean, porn is obviously easier because I don't really have to think. Game of Thrones and singing I kind of actually care about. Lol.
All right.
Marry, fuck, kill?
Yes. Right. Fuck, marry, kill. We ready anymore?
Hang on one second.
Okay. So, I'm letting you grab anything. Any last minute ones?
Do you see yourself retiring and trying something more different, like just traveling and making the most out of it?
Well, with what money? With what money, mate?
Yeah, I'm just
I would love to travel the world with infinite money that I can make from not doing porn, but I'd love to make the most out of that, out of making no money.
Yeah. You're gonna pay for me to make the most out of it?
Exactly. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We ready?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, here we go. Fuck, marry, kill. Last one of the season. This will be an interesting one. Jennifer Lawrence, Vanessa Hudgens, and Selena Gomez.
Got it.
Well, I'd fuck Jennifer Lawrence because she's a babe. The other two I really don't give a shit about. So I guess that I'd marry Vanessa Hudgens because I think she's older than Selena Gomez. And I'd kill Selena Gomez because she seems a bit retarded.
Isn't she Justin Bieber's ex?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I don't follow pop culture. I don't know. I'd kill Vanessa and Selena, but I'm not allowed to do that. So.
And Jennifer Lawrence is hot.
She's a babe.
Yeah.
Eat that pussy up.
I would marry Jennifer Lawrence, kill Hutchins, and fuck Gomez.
Actually, I'd like to change to exactly the same as that.
Really? Why?
Yeah, just because I couldn't put up with either Selena or Vanessa forever. And Selena Gomez is kind of cute, so I could probably eat her pussy, and Vanessa Hutchins is fucking annoying. And I just remembered that she posted that nude selfie online and then denied.
Yeah, no one likes a faker.
No one likes that. Anyway, we're going to wrap this shit up. It's the end of the season. I'm going back to England. I can't wait to suck your dick, Tony.
Wow.
Basically, that is all for now. And I hope that you've enjoyed this this season with the amazing Electric Blue. I think this has been probably one of my favorite days ever.
Yay!
So, where can we find you?
Thank you for having me, by the way. It was very honor to be a co-host.
I think this has been amazing.
Yes, very fun. You can find me on Twitter, Club Electra Blue, Instagram at Queen Bee Life, and Miss Bad Girl Blue on Snapchat, and of course, Dirty Dirty Stuff at JulieLand.com.
Exactly.
You can find me at badbentley.com. You can find me at bad_Bentley, probably replying to all my haters with abuse. or on Instagram, not posting nudes, thebadbentley. And Mr. Avery, is there anything that you'd like to add before we wrap this season up and I go back to London?
I just want to thank you both because you're both awesome. And you know both. I love you both. And I want to thank you for another great year we had. And let's see what this year happens.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Dick.
Yeah. Thanks, Dick.
Late.
Bye, guys.
Bye.